Swanson, your mental strength coach, guide, and mentor. Find out more about mental strength and Warrior Mind Coaching. Please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. Our world-famous blog can be found at warriormindcoach.com/blog. And if you haven't done so yet, please subscribe to the podcast at warriormindcoach.com/podcast. Well, I took off last week. Here is the Thanksgiving holiday here in the States, and just took some time to relax and reflect upon the next month and finishing up this year stronger than started. I encourage all my clients, and I encourage you, to determine how can you finish 2013 stronger than you finished it. I mean, than you started it. So you want to start strong and finish stronger. And what are the things that you can do right now to finish stronger? This way, you'll hit 2014 with great momentum. And obviously, all this evolves around what today's subject is personal success. Now, I don't tell my clients, and I'm not telling you what personal success means. What I'd like to do first is use three movies as an example of different types of personal success. The first movie is My Run. It's a documentary about a gentleman, Terry Hitchcock, whose wife died of breast cancer, and he was left as a single parent, a single family. And he realized that, or he did some research and found out how many single parent homes there are out there with kids, and was just amazed that nobody is doing more about that or to help them. So the Olympics were going to be held in Atlanta. Terry lives in Minnesota, and his idea was to run from Minnesota to Atlanta. Well, what that entailed was 75 consecutive marathons. That's over 26 miles each in 75 days. So he was going to run 75 miles or 75 marathons in 75 days. Now, his personal success varied each day. The first, you know, part of it was to get through the first hour, then it was to get through the first mile, then it was to get through the day, and then it was to get through the week, and so forth. But eventually he did make it to Atlanta, and it's a wonderful movie. But you can see his definition of success was flexible for each time, but the overall mission was to gain awareness over single parent homes. Next one, which is similar, is Little Red Wagon. And it's about an 8-year-old boy, Zach Bonner, who lived in Tampa, who was watching the news about the devastation of Hurricane Charley. This is back in 2004. And he felt compelled that he went out up and down his block with his Little Red Wagon to collect water, food, clothes, and other things left for the homeless. Well, when he brought them into the shelter, he saw what a difference it made with the homeless children. And he really wanted to bring awareness to the homeless children. So he started collecting more and more and more food, games, toys, things for the children, and put them in a backpack. So he had his vision, and then he got an idea that, yeah, it's helping, but he's doing it all himself, and he needs others to be aware of it. So he wanted to raise awareness about this and decided to walk from Tampa to Tallahassee. And he was 8 years old when he did this. And again, it's very similar to Terry's walk, is that each day had to get through that, but the overall goal was to bring awareness to the homeless children. The third movie, High Ground, is about 11 Afghani and Iraq veterans, U.S. veterans, that went to the Himalayas to climb a 20,000-foot peak. Theirs is quite the story, and their success was different because some were blind, some were amputees, but all had emotional scars that they were trying to heal through this process. Some made it to the top, some couldn't because of physical or mental, emotional things, but all of them had a different definition of personal success. So I would recommend those three movies to look at it and understand what these had in common, which was there wasn't any material gain from any of these. And although we'd love to have the good things in life, the nice house, the nice car, a nice full bank account, good clothes, all of that, perhaps the definition of personal success, if you look at these three, is the consistent progression towards a worthwhile goal that helps others. And you look at this through Little Red Wagon, High Ground, and My Run, they were all, the personal success was they were all progressing towards a worthwhile goal to help others. And so when you take a look at that, what are you doing? What is your definition of personal success? I think if we don't know what that is, we're just going to float around. It's not necessarily a goal, but the goal is important to pull us through there. But how do you feel good about yourself at the end of the day? How is it? Because so often we'll put through effort during a day and we won't feel good about it because we don't think we are successful. We don't think it was a success. But here's the thing is you're defining that. So when you define what success is and you don't feel good about it, you are self-imposing that not feeling good feeling. You're the one who's creating it, not anybody else. And so part of through life is to feel good. So when you think about that, what is your definition of personal success for the day, for the week, for the month? And could it be that it's not a end result, but a progression? So if you had a progression towards a worthwhile goal for the day, a progression towards a worthwhile goal for the week, a progression towards a worthwhile goal for the month, and then look at what you're doing, and did you take action to get closer to that goal? If you did, why not call that success? Because then you can feel good about what you've done and get up the next day and do it again and again. And you can be motivated and encouraged as opposed to holding this finite definition of success out there and never hitting it and just feeling bad about it. I mean, you look at perhaps running a marathon. You know, oh, I want to run a marathon, and this might be your first time, in less than 3 hours. Well, how about run the marathon and finish it as a personal success as opposed to a time frame? Because we put a time frame on it. Yes, those are important, and let's just say you didn't hit it. So let's say you didn't hit the time in the marathon, but you finished it. Was it a success? If you say no, then you're going to feel bad about yourself and perhaps not go after it again. But if you say, you know what, I finished it, I'm successful at it, and next time I'll do better. So what I'd like you to do is sit down, think about what is your definition of personal success? How can it be changed so that you can feel empowered more often at the end of each day, at the end of each week, at the end of each month, knowing that you've made a progression towards a worthwhile goal? See, when we start looking at the media and the society, they think personal success is the material things. And we've been so conditioned to believe that we have to show something. We have to be able to hold up something. We have to be able to drive something. We have to be able to wear something to show that we have personal success. And we need to start to rethink that. We need to start to reprogram ourselves and make sure we define our own personal success and don't let anybody else tell us what personal success really is. Because remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And if you don't take your rightful responsibility and begin to program yourself,